الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, علماء الكرام and حفاظ الكرام, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to the program over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihim uqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahaba, my companions, they are like the guiding stars. Whichever companion, whichever sahabi you follow, you will be guided. If we are looking for a perfect and excellent example of commitment, devotion, dedication, and loyalty to companionship, it will be found in the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we are looking for a perfect and excellent example in insight and foresight, it will be found in the life of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we are looking for a perfect example of shame and modesty, it will be found in the life of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we are looking for an example of bravery, it will be found in the life of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we are looking for an example of an acute businessman, a person who could even turn dust into gold, it will be found in the life of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we are looking for an example of a spirited youngster who lived his life with Islamic values and morals, it will be found in the life of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if we are looking for an example, a perfect example, a role model for somebody who is committed, a person that is devoted and dedicated to family values, how to live a life in a family with the mother, with the father, with the siblings, this could be clearly found in the life of one most illustrious sahabi, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Most respected elders and friends, every one of us has two phases of life. One is the private family life. And the other is a public life. Whilst it is important for us to interact with the public, we have to come out from our homes, we have to socialize with people, we have to earn our income, but more important than the public life is our family life. Family is a very great ni'mat and a very great bounty of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is through a family that we enjoy happy moments of life, and it is through family that we take support from each other during challenging and adverse conditions of life. In the beginning stages of Islam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started propagating the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, telling to the people, there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and I am the messenger of Allah. Worship Allah alone and do not worship the idols. There were all type of propaganda against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody called Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a poet. Somebody called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a magician. It was at that time and point, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get support from his family. Allah told him, وَأَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and warn your close family members. In this crucial time of your life, take support of your family members. When you got your family with you, then you'll be able to progress. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes to Mount Safa. That is where Sa'i between Safa and Marwa takes place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands there. He gathers all his family people. And then he tells everyone that I am the Prophet of Allah. The fact that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take support from his family, close family, during this challenging time of his life, it shows how important family is. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself lived a very, very close family life with his wife and his children. Somebody asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, "Oh Aisha, what was the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home? How did he conduct himself in the house? Out of the home, in the public life, we have observed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the house, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conduct himself?" Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to engage himself in household affairs. Whatever a person needs to do in the house, not that he was a prophet of Allah and he didn't concern himself with the household affairs. He took part in the household cause, but when the azan used to take place, he used to become strange to everything else. During the Battle of Badr, when 70 of the kuffar were taken as captives, one captive was the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was married to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a condition that these captives will be released if they have to pay ransom. Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time was a non-Muslim. He sent a message to his wife, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala in Makkah Mukarrama, to send something to free him and liberate him. She sent her necklace, which she got in nikah, which she got in marriage, to Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anha, which her mother, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had given to her. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sees that necklace, which his daughter Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha sent to release her husband Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem said, looked at the necklace, he looked at it and he looked at it until tears came out from the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My daughter had to go through this, where she had to give a necklace just to free her husband. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then consulted with the Sahaba and agreed to return that necklace to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, but put a condition to Abu al-As, go to Mecca and you must send Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha to Madinatul Munawwara as soon as possible. Which Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complied with. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encouraged the Sahaba to be sensitive to family people, to help and to be good to family people. The closer the family, the greater the responsibility. One Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Prophet of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has revealed this verse, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. O people, O Muslims, you will never attain virtue until you do not spend that which is most beloved to you. Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala had an orchard which was right in front of Masjid al-Nabawi. And in that orchard, there was a beautiful well with sweet water. Often, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to that well and he would drink water from the sweet well of Bi'riha. It was a very valuable property. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, for O Prophet of Allah, Allah told, we will never achieve virtue until we don't give what is most beloved to us. This property with the well, it is most valuable to me. I'm very much attached to it. But to gain the closeness of Allah, I want to give it in the path of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commended him and told him, Bah, bah, zalika ma'ulun rabih. Wah, wah, what a great investment for the akhirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted it. And after accepting it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Talha, Ij'alhu fil aqrabin. Take this orchard and give it in sadqa and charity to your close family members. In Bukhari, in the first volume, it is mentioned that Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala who gave this orchard to two family members. One to Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a family member from the third generation on top. Not brothers and sisters, not just siblings, but family from the third generation on top. And Ubay radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got the other half of this orchard, who was a family member from the sixth generation coming up. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once encouraged the Sahaba to give sadqa and charity. Shortly after that, there was one woman, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She tapped at the door, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anha came out. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anha asked her, what's the matter? She said, I've got a question to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But don't tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who am I? And at the same time, there was also another woman that came to the door. The question was, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he encouraged us to give sadqa and charity. So I want to give out sadqa and charity, but my husband, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who is saying, that I am more deserving of your sadqa and charity, myself and my son, we are more deserving of the charity than outsiders. So I didn't feel it correct. I feel sadqa, we should give it to outsiders. Ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whether my husband is entitled to the sadaqa. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Prophet of Allah, this is the question the woman is asking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, who's the woman that asking the question? He said, it was Zainab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ayyu Zayanib? There are so many Zainabs with Zainab. He said, the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told her that what your husband Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying is true and correct. You as a wife, instead of giving your sadqa and charity to outsiders, then give it to your wife and give it to your children, to your child. Now from the fiqhi point of view, from the principal point of view, zakat, you cannot give to your ancestors, you cannot give it to your children. And the husband cannot give zakat to the wife cannot give zakat to the husband. But this was nafil sadaqah, voluntary sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that for that you're going to get two rewards. One is the reward of giving sadaqah, and the other is the reward of maintaining ties, being close to the family. Most respected elders and friends, a perfect example of a family life is found in Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from the Ansars, from among the people of Madinatul Munawwara. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah, he came to Madinatul Munawwara, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 16 years of age. 2 years after that, the battle of Uhud took place. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala's father was Abdullah. One night before the battle of Uhud, Abdullah, he called his son Jabir and he told to him that, "Oh my son, you know that I love you more than anyone else." He was the only son. "So I love you more than anyone else, with the exception of the love I have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow in the battle of Uhud, I'm almost certain that I am going to become shaheed. I want you to take two responsibilities. One is, I have a large debt, a huge debt. I've got a lot of liabilities on my head, and I have to owe many, many people money. I want you to take responsibility of that debt and pay out each and every creditor whatever is due to that person." Bear in mind, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala was a young boy of only 18 years of age. When Nabi made Hijrat, he was 16. 2 years later, he's 18. And the father is putting a huge debt on his head to pay out the debt. Second, Abdullah told to his son, "Jabir, look after your sisters." Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 9 sisters. 6 were unmarried and 3 were already married. So father is making a bequest to him, "Pay my debt out and take care of your sisters." Before explaining how Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, as a young boy, he was committed to these family values and how he executed this bequest of his beloved father, let us briefly touch on this illustrious sahabi, Abdullah, the father of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He became martyred, shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala was very grieved. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, then he was in a state of grief. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him, "Oh Jabir, what are you grieving for?" Obviously his father had passed away, and by human nature you are going to grieve. "So oh Jabir, what are you grieving for? Don't you know, when a person passes away, and the person is destined for Jannah and Paradise, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala talked to everyone indirectly. But when your father Abdullah passed away, Allah spoke to him directly." Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, "When the coffin, where the body of my father was being lifted up, some woman folk from that house cried. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoled them and told to them, 'La tabki, don't cry. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تُذِلُّ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا حَتَّى رُفِعَتْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that don't cry for Jabir, for Abdullah passing away. First he became a shaheed, and from that time he passed away and his body is on the ground. Allah has appointed special malaika from the angels, from the skies, to shadow the body of Abdullah." This was the high, lofty maqam and position of Abdullah. At that time, there was shortage of graves, shortage of kafans. So, Abdullah and his brother, that is Jabir's uncle, both of them were put in one kafan and in one grave. Jabir says, 6 months after that, I thought to myself that I wouldn't like my father and my uncle to be in one qabr, one grave. So I decided to unearth my father, take him out and bury him somewhere else. This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, in the first volume, in the chapter of Janaiz. Jabir says, 6 months after that, we took out his body, and his body was intact, like the day, intact, fresh, like the day he had passed away. With the exception of little bit dirt on one side of the ear. Moses speaks to elders and friends. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu now goes about with his life to fulfill the bequest of his father. Pay the debt of his father, it's a family value, and to look after his siblings. Most of the creditors, people that were demanding the debt, were Jews. They came to Jabir and they told him, your father owes us this amount of money. Another Jew would come and say, your father is owing this amount of money. And another Jew will say, your father is owing that amount of money. Pay our debt out. And at that time, when the orchards, the fruits weren't enough, the dates weren't enough to fulfill all the debts. Jabir goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Prophet of Allah, the creditors, the Jews, they are troubling me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to speak to the creditors, the Jews, but they wouldn't accede. They wouldn't relent. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told to Jabir, go to your orchard, pluck out all the dates, put them in one heap, and wait for me to come. When Jabir radiallahu anhu did that, the Jews immediately came to the orchard. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came shortly thereafter. When the Jews saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being in the orchard, they started looking at Jabir with big, big eyes. Why did you tell Muhammad to come here? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then walked around that pile of dates. One time, two times, three times. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, oh Jabir, pay the creditors out. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala was taking the dates and paying everybody whatever was due to them. Initially, when he looked at the heap, it wasn't enough to pay few people out. But with the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jabir radiallahu ta'ala being committed to family values, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put barakah in that heap. And Jabir says, I would have been happy if I would have returned home without taking a single date for myself and all the creditors are being paid out. But subhanallah, every creditor was paid out and that heap of dates remained as is right from the beginning when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed the dates. Respected elders and friends, when a person is committed to family values, Allah's madad, Allah's nusrat comes down and Allah put barakah in everything. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala then goes out to look after his sisters. It was in the battle of Tabuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was returning to Madinatul Munawwara and he saw Jabir radiallahu ta'ala rushing. He is trying to make his horse go faster. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, oh Jabir, what's that hurry? Say, oh Prophet of Allah, I'm married. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, who did you get married to? Bikran am Sayyiban? Did you get married to a girl who was not previously married? Or did you get married to a woman that was already previously married? He said, oh Prophet of Allah, I got married to a girl who was previously married. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Halla bikran tula'ibu huwa tula'ibu? Why didn't you get married to an unmarried girl? So that she's young, she's more active, she would play with you, you would play with her. Why didn't you get married to such a girl? He said, oh Prophet of Allah, when my father passed away, he made a bequest to me that I must take care of my sisters. I got three married sisters, six unmarried sisters. The responsibility of nine of them on my head. I did not want to get married to a young girl that will be equivalent to them in age. I decided to compromise on my personal wishes, my personal aspiration in consideration of my sisters. And therefore I got married to a little elderly woman who could serve as a motherly role for my sisters. Respect elder and friends, this is family values. You committed to it, Allah put barakah and Allah put blessing. And see how much of barakah there was. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala is traveling to Madinatul Munawwara. His horse is going very slow. Nabi sallam come and ask him, oh Jabir, why your horse is going slow? Do you have a stick? Jabir gives Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a stick and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pokes the horse, jolts it, and now that horse started going very, very fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Jabir, sell me the horse.
Jabir said, Prophet of Allah, this horse is for you. Nabi Sallam mentioned, no, I want to buy it. Nabi Sallam bought the horse out. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now the horse is yours. How can I ride it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the owner of the horse, permitted the seller of the horse to ride the horse right up till Madinatul Munawwara. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam owes Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu money. Nabi Sallam comes to Madinatul Munawwara, Jabir comes there to deliver the horse. So, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepts the horse, gives Jabir the money, the payment for the horse, and told to Bilal, give something extra to Jabir. After he collected the money for the horse, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Jabir, oh Jabir, you got your money in lieu of the horse? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, look, that money is for you, now take the horse also for you. Respected elders and friends, it is very, very easy for us to be good to the entire world. The whole world will be talking good about you. So-and-so person is so generous. So-and-so person is so good. Whenever you look at him, he's put up a broad smile and he's so loving and caring. But ask the family about that person. Respect elder and friend, it is very, very easy to be good to the outside world. But the challenge of our iman and the challenge of our akhlaq is for us to be good to our immediate family, our wife, our children, our siblings. Ask them what they think about us. It is often said that it is not difficult for us to earn Jannah. We don't have to earn Jannah from somewhere far. We have to earn Jannah with the people right around us. Our wife and our children, be good to them and inculcate in them family values. And through that, inshallah, we will earn Jannah. Otherwise, if we neglect them, we're trying to earn Jannah from outside, whilst we neglect our family and we are negligent in our family values, it should not happen. Whatever wrong approach, wrong character and wrong conduct, instead of invoking the rahmat and the mercy of Allah, we incur the wrath and the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon us. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us hidayat to inculcate within our own selves family values, to be committed, devoted, dedicated to a family, and inshallah through that earn the rahmat and the pleasure of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.